One was you're saying that, like, you first got to get rid of everything, every image you had, including that of hope. Especially your mother image, image of the divine feminine, images of salvific, you know, someone coming to your rescue, right? But once you get rid of all that, what fills the vacuum? That's what you said I should try and do. So first thing was, like, just being carried on this ocean of sort of huge seas of tidal proportions, just being carried away by the actual force and brute force of nature that was just completely not cognizant of my being or caring about me, just its own brute force. What came up to me yesterday was a more benign image, and that's music, that when I was just listening to some music, I also felt that oceanic feeling that just filled me, and that sense that, you know, if it's just that, it's okay. It's worth it, just to be alive, to experience the resonance of the Opus 135 G-sharp minor quartet, or Handel, or the Messiah. And this morning, what came up for me was the overwhelming love that I had for my children, and now my grandchildren. That it was, it just filled me. It, and I actually can pinpoint the moment in which my grandson called me Dada. You know, the moment he could actually articulate and return to me that love. So those two images have come in the last 24 hours. You said yesterday you've got to get behind those images. And you prompted me, so, you know, once you prompt me, I'm dead. I'm dead. You take over. So when you said Rabbanu Shalom yesterday, like the rest of the day, I must have said it 3,000 times, that the force behind the nature and the music and the love, you know, is Rabbanu Shalom. So, you know, I think I'm at that place now where I can imagine.
We are made up of our experiences. So if you think of yourself as an onion in time, right, inside the Julian is sitting here now, there's yesterday's Julian who didn't go away, who's just now overlaid with another experience, right? So if you can imagine yourself peeling yourself away, you know, inside the, there's a 40-year-old Julian, and a 30-year-old Julian, and a teenager Julian, and a child Julian. Try imagine that from where you are now, this Julian who is 3 years old, what are his experiences, and, you know, go back. You know, you got a newborn Julian, and you've got a baby in the womb Julian, and you see, one of our mistakes is that we keep on attributing experiences to God. You know, God, we think of God as the ultimate adult. He's so adult that he can put up with everything we do because an adult, the more adult you are, the longer you have patience, the more you understand it. You know, and that comes because of our experience as adults. That we learn, and we get, you know, we can no longer react in certain ways, and, you know, we get more patient, and our hormones cool down, and so on. That's not what God is. God is our hormones. And God is not experiences, you know, so for me, first I had to think of God as the ultimate child before I could, you know, get past any stuff, you know, And what about that childlike delight in creating and destroying, you know, and, you know, testing things to destruction and so on, that a child has that an adult doesn't have, because, you know, we have experience of testing to destruction and so on, and we don't have that delight in creating bueno machlis and so on. What happens if I think of God as the ultimate child rather than the ultimate adult? And that for me was my window into smashing open all the false gods, which keep on coming back, you know. But that was one, for me, that was a tool with which I could crack open my own bank vault.
Right, but you don't pray to the child, right? What happened then?
Well, that was my true process of divorce. Because my parents, they married me to this god, you know, that was punitive and shaming and basically an image of my father, with my mother standing behind him. So I had to divorce that god many times so he would go away. And then I understand that whatever god that I put in its place is just another up-god, just another idol. So now if I don't put anything in its place, there is God. Who is there? So I can't really share with you my God, because God says to you, I am your God, and then you have to.
And then you said that, you know, the process was going from that place of emptiness, right, to the stages of Abraham and Yitzchak. That in Abraham, there's a discovery of the God out there.
Right.
And by the way, in his book, he does bring out that there are different versions of who said what to who. That whether it was the Rebbe of Bilam that said the Su'umorim, and Yiddish Kodesh said, no, Am Yisrael has the Exodus. He said Exodus, but you said Onosri. Or it was brought down by Remember of Kotzka that it was the other way around, so I don't know the version, but it seems, remember he writes that. So that's the first thing. The first level is Su'umorim, right?
That's Avraham Avinu. So God says to him, and he barbeer and etc.
And that ties in, actually, with the Torah that we learned. Right, the epilogue of Sefer Yetzirah, in which you quote the Gemara in Gemara Shabbos 89b, Lasid Lava Yomara Hushbarku La Abraham, Vanecha Kotili, Machatan.
This is my parish of what that said is.
Das Kishinel Gorkidish Hashem to Lokalocha. So then you say, movement here was the Shalab Mabin, Omar the Father of Borish Loyden, Yimoku al Kidusha Shemecha, Kizot Kapara Chetze. So if they did a sin as severe as committing suicide without the sanction of the halakha, then the atonement has to be of like kind. And you add, and below hufshulayna Avram klal mashak kodesh baruch hu tovei choy mehem. He didn't even question or argue or protest that God was demanding the debt to be paid. Afa pisha oisim mashe mutl aleihem lasos. as it says in Gracious Rabba, chapter 56, Pisgah Dalet, Vayom Yitzchak Avram Aviv, in the Akedah, Vayom Avi, Bola Sameh Reisal of Dina Avraham, Alma Rei Sapa Saba Ibadet Litcha, Ben Shemitin Lecha Lekuv Shana, Ata Olech Leshachtor, so Amalei Lemacha Arim Lecha Shadev Dominat. And you brought that because, again, that's actually what happened to Lotid Lover, so that must have triggered that in your mind. Lotid Lover, God will say, they were never going to be Shalech HaMar Alacha. And yet,
then Avram doesn't say, wait, what do you mean Shalech HaMar Alacha? Did they have a choice?
Right.
Did the 6 million have a choice?
So Abraham says, Amalei, Almanach came. Now how did you translate Almanach came? Nevertheless. Even so, meaning
Amenoth can use means even on that condition. Amenoth means a condition, right? If that's a condition, that's what you mean.
The kinnin shalom, hoyo mumenu klum, bolo eisal yitzot. So that's why he then goes on to Isaac to chapter him. So kizos kaparat chet there, what you're saying is that Abraham then triggers in his descendants this willingness to die of Kiddush Hashem for whatever reason. Right? That Amenoth came.
Even Shmuel ben Mokhan quotes, like Rabbi Akiva, guys say, when was Avraham Avinu ready to go to Canaan when he brought into the world the son of Rabbi Akiva, who also puts himself into a state where he's going to be killed by Kiddush Hashem for no good reason.
And you then said that Avraham himself went into the kitchen of Aish, Kishiloka,
and after Gomorrah. And that was the mission of the Melech. That was the beginning of those darkness that I brought here, Proshas Drochim. And he says, how can you read the beginning? How could you tell that Avraham Avinu was not Yoytzim Me'Klaudin Inoyach? Because the Medrash says that he was Chayav Nisa because he died on Kiddush Hashem, and that Ben Noyach is not Mechuyev to die on Kiddush Hashem. So he was Chayav, therefore he needed Yaakov Avinu to be poured to him. Then Yaakov Hashem put it up, right? Remember?
Yeah. Brought to Murasa Horishan Avram Avinu Shemasa Atma Kiddush Hashem.
Oh, this is my next step. I want to say that God himself, when he does the Tzimtzum, why? So in order to be Mikadosh Shpoi, right? He wants to walk the Migos to Shechan Tzimtzum. And wants to dwell inside the Yidshi Kingdom. In order to do so, he has to immolate himself with the Tzimtzum.
Shemoto Alasma Akidush Hashem means that his mysterious nefesh, the Kiddush Hashem, the Chol of Ba'atma, Gamkein, B'Shelo Hayam Mitzvah. That's the first tumura.
No, that God himself made a tzimtzum on himself in order to make Kiddush Hashem.
To create the world.
And in the world, there'll be Kiddush Hashem.
Oh, so that then will be Kiddush Hashem in the world. He made the world. So the first Temura for that was Avraham. So the Kishana Aish of the mysterious nefesh of Avram was Kishanok HaLocha. He didn't need to do that.
And that's why he needed Yaakov Avinu to be put in.
Mishum Acha Ita in the Gemara Brachah 61b, Yata Tobatko, the Omra, Ashrech Rabbi Akiva, Shata Muzum Lechayim Abba Akkad. The Kasha, so that's typical, the Kilo, Avi Adina, Rabbi Akiva, Hoya Muzum Lechayim Abba, Erev Shum Adamina, She Ibeit Helko, Mishum Shechol Ba'atma, the Chav, to the Precious. So where did you talk about Avram?
So what about Avram?
Before, the mission of the Melech. So the state of process Drachim, now that the Mishnah Melech, what is that?
It's a little advanced. The Rebbe of Rabbi Yaakov Kuli, who wrote the, you know, he was...
In the Mishnah Melech, Tashas Drachim Drush Risha, Mephar Shahim, and the Delashan, and the Hidei Am Mishchal Leida, in Yotzi Yisrael Miklal, the name Loya Yisrael.
What's the ultimate test? To know whether the Eden were out of cloud being Noyach and Hunt.
Who has a lot of Shalach Ramavina and Nehu Kastin? Shalach and Noyach, Eilam Musar Makhidah Shashem, Kisa Bikumara. The kind of the Tomi Shilem Abel Yabel Val Yaro Kinerak, Harid the Chol Vyasna Val, but Amashikot of the Achet Zinchem. See the Rambam, Perek Hei, Mehosan Shishad Yatera, Al-Hadalas. So if Avraham Avinu was Nitzo, Bishvil, Kuso, Al-Kach and Loina, the Yotzim Iklav, and Enoch, the Gamri, Afidu, the Hakem, Shem Hachi, Mas Atma, Kiddushas Hashem, Kiddin Yisrael, Shemuza, Kiddushas Hashem. Meaning the fact that he was Nitzo from that means there was divine approval.
Right. If he was Nitzo in his own
to go beyond the letter of what's demanded.
No, if he was
the Hashem Yitzir of Kedera Shemata Vakar Tadikim Amesimat Vakirush Hashem Kulash Asa Vakalan Yishav Azariya Achinen Ashalom Yitzel Abam Bishvilo Ki Im Bishvil Yaakov Ki Yitzel Bebrashis Rapha 63 Section 2 Rabbi Shmuel Barad Yitzel Tama Avram Lo Yitzel Mikib Shana Eish Elo Bishvut Shal Yaakov How is it said, Lachin Koma Hashem El Beit Yaakov Asher Podo Es Avraham Yaakov Podo Es Avraham Lepi Zeh Al-Kach Al-Loma Shilo Yotze Miklal B'nei Lof Lagamri Ki Im La'achne Because he really wouldn't have saved himself on his own schut, he shouldn't have done it. Im Kein Avraham Asa Shilo Kitim Masher Asas Lekib Shal Eish Tal B'nei Lof Eina Nesuri Lakidash Hashem Mishul Lachi Lo Nisto Bishvilo Elo Bishvil Yaakov. Okay. So then you continue, Yehle HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eitzel Yaakov, Asher Podet Abraham, in Nisa, Asher Nothen Et Atman Lehem HaKal Kiddush Hashem, Shalok HaLocha. So Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so God says, now, to Abraham, because it's the Kasha of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Abraham. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eitzel Lehem Yaakov, Tavin Eitz Tankid Ubonin. So God says, now, let me go to change it.
Yaakov, Bonechu Chatu, maybe he'll plead for them.
This is at the end of days.
How did the Chachamim know that Avraham and Yaakov are not going to die for us?
He doesn't say that Avraham. We sin, so we've got to pay the price. For Avram, it's very black and white.
Like Abisko? Even Abisko was the chief for his children.
אמר לבנך קוטם, אמר לבן רבנה של עולם, נוחה כרשונך. Yaakov is also into this martyrology business, right? Both Abram and Yaakov are going, no problem. But what are they really saying? We're trained in that. We have no problem.
Because that's how you see
the Jewish history. It's at the end of time, last is longer. So you want another killing? Fine, no problem. We've done it for 2,000 years for you. I mean, that's what, there's something I read into that midrashically, that there's a protest, but you don't. You're looking at them as what? What kind of people say such a thing? What kind of grandfather says such a thing about his grandchildren?
Well, he did it, Aram said.
Right.
If that's what you want to buy, then
Hineni means I'm ready to do that. Almanaskei. That's what it is. It's the theology of even under those conditions, no problem.
When Avram said Hineni, he really meant it.
Oh, I love the Tzavi
Tzavi. When he said, Vayomer Avi, Vayomer Hineni Bini, what's the medish? The medish is on that post.
Right?
Come, how did the medish get it? Because of this unnecessary dialogue, right? Hineni bini. Because Avram is saying to Yitzchak, this is the meaning of Hineni.
Omele the Sabitama Veloba Dark Gaita. So he says, it's a really caustic remark. With the granddaddies, there's no reasoning left, and with the babies, they don't have a mind to think. So God is saying at that point, right?
He rejects.
He says, I'm not satisfied with the answer. I don't want more blood. Really. I'm finished.
You're finished with that. I've given you enough time to figure out that this is not the response that I want.
The Hoyeshi to Shi Yaakov Paul Shi Abram Lo Yus of the Tarki Rabon Kedit in Sanhedrin 19b Kroma Hashem Abit Yaakov Asher Pozes Abram Kriyechim Lopin Abit Yaakov Shi Pozes Lo Abraham Om Rav Yehuda Shi Pozes Mi Tarki Rabon Matkan. So Jacob, he expected to do something more than just go along with the grandfather.
Because Yaakov is so bothered by Tarki Rabon. So Yaakov is about to going to daven for the Eden, because think of the pain that Avram Avinu will have if all the Eden don't die.
Because for Kadosh Baruch Hu, so Yaakov. And that's why he came to Yaakov. Avram, he wasn't satisfied, so he goes straight to Yaakov. But there is still a time to Mashi Huksha. Long ago, Shalom, but the Yuk, Mashi Shalom, Avram, the Yitzchok. Why didn't he ask exactly what he asked from Abraham and Yitzchak? She'ama lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu banecha katu li.
Yaakov just says banecha katu.
Whereas by... Right, well Yaakov almost done banecha katu, but not katu li, the two low. Yaakov put Abram his tzarki l'bonim, and he tried to ask his tzarki l'bonim. La'yivakish rachim v'ahad bonai bonai u'bonav shelo yitzvaku l'kapte amnisus kibish Hashem shelo dimkram halachu b'oiv nisa. Maybe, because he had such tzarki l'bonim, he will be the one
who have rachim from me, that I won't have to have such tzarki l'bonim. And so,
and therefore he doesn't use the word li?
Yeah. To point out that there's another logic here that God is going to Abraham with.
It's not about me, it's about your children and you. That you don't have the Tzarki Rabbonim anymore that you had. The Mishim Vachi Bo Yitzhak of Yinu. Shalu.
Shikila
Yinu. Haragot So. Horyatzah Hilva Shantidisma Medush. Leishis Rabba 56. Section 5, the short of Abraham, et yodam ikachet amachelet v'shvotet below, v'akum malachei ha'shoret, or just as in Yeshayahu 33, hein ha'reilin tzalak ha'chutza, ma'u chutza, that is Aramis, chutza.
It's chutza, there's no false there, so you could read it chutza, hein ha'reilin tzalak ha'chutza.
So it's an embarrassment, it's a shame, it's disgraceful to do that.
Bizarre. And that's the real meaning of chitza.
Yeah.
It's bizarre, it's
ultra. But only Yitzhak, the father, he's brought from Banish Lorem. Im Hamemit Atmach, he is Hashem honest. Nay, Havik Rechayim Vat, where the day return for Daska in Cain, Ein was on the face. To have a mitzvah, a gereris mitzvah. This is you?
Yeah.
So gam aveira gereris arei vabas achat. The Indiya Shabbat says you say, Hacholis lo oilam in Cain, Mukhoch ani, loima, kumashi ama avram obi, she yimokh lo avoinot al kiddush Hashem. The whole mitzvah be ino al kiddush Hashem, she lo nitpala alocha, yechai oi mitzvah al kiddush Hashem kinekdo. I made makrifalo, Rav Yitzchok Nafka Omar, after Shal Yitzchok Rahu, Shal Munach Boitzamachim. That's how they knew where the Mizbeach was, because they saw a heap of Isaac's ashes. And in Brachot 62b, Behishchiz Ra Hashem, Vayinochem, Ma Ra, Omar Ra, Ra Yaakov Avinu, Dichtiv Hayom Yaakov Kasher Ra, Ushmur Omar, Ofra Shal Yitzchok Ra, he saw the heap of ashes of Yitzchok Shinem Elohim Yireh Lo Hasser. And therefore, Isaac's argument is, you could go both ways, right? Why do you have to go the way of Kiddush Hashem Kelo Halacha? Because that will require a constant repetition by atoning for the previous time until the end of the generations. Why not? Isn't it more beloved before you to say by Yiddish and Neshama? Because he said to his Kohen by Yikra, chapter 8, Lominem of Abram Yaakov Zechira of Yitzhak Omer Zechira, Shehu Kira Afrit Sibra of Gavian Isbeach Adkan. Vim Ali Shalom Ishchatati Nizke Kutchus Loidom. And if I
didn't talk,
you won't be slaughtered.
You won't be slaughtered.
And remembered forever. The Avish Nishlah Rikivshan Aish Akidush Shemecha Neshav Lechoy, and my father, who almost did get slaughtered by jumping in, that's considered a choy. In Cain Mukhochani Le Ha Toch Le Ha
Fakir,
and it's Fakir, it's Chayisbrach, Al Oidhead and Nefesh Achat Mitzrayim. So that's his argument.
Who gets remembered in front of you all the time? Me, Yitzchak. Who's jumping into the fire is worthless for you? Avram.
So you see, it's more chavod to you and saving your soul. That's the proof. If I'm being remembered, so why you want to go after their arguments? You must not give a shemeh.
That's why you come to me.
Okay. Neinu reinu biyameinu royu ma'urash. Isaac Mechave
showed
with his eyes. Adkan. This is like unreal prayer. Yitzchak hated Bishina Bishat Hakeda. Unum Kizita Bitikun Isaiah 136, Tikuna Shivin, the 70th Tikun. The Bosna da Azrin ba'ara Yishimin v'chavrei. Sheilele, they asked him, Amaita Nofik Yenuka Mineime, Iu Inustim, and why does a baby have his eyes closed in his mother's womb? On alone, Vadai do Iu Rota, the Hokan Ein of Mara,
Vatishena
Ein Nof Mira Os. So the secret of that, the answer to that, is the Pasuk, and Isaac's eyes grew dim.
From seeing,
made them go dim. From seeing.
The seeing that made them go dim.
The Ine Maros is Hazile the May Ine Kamenahirin. Is that about Isaac or about the fetus?
So he's saying that obviously keeps his eyes closed, because if he'd opened his eyes, then it would be like Yitzhak.
And it would
be like Shechena.
That's why a baby must keep his eyes closed, so that he doesn't see too much light. Kama Yechezko ben Rekova. Kol Yenuka Achzein Le Kepundake. So he can only see just the right amount, so it doesn't blind him. The light won't blind him. That's why he must keep it closed. Achzein Le Mata Di Irunishmata.
So show him what's the source of his soul.
So he does see kapum darke. He's allowed to see just the amount that won't damage
not
him.
His eyes. It's like...
Mm-hmm. We show him is the light of his soul. The e shadow the right of the kudin in here who atar the intelligence nishmata. So that the more he struggles in Torah and mitzvah,
he's going to see that light from which his Nechama came.
So we show him the light already in the womb.
But not with his eyes.
Not with his eyes. And adjure him and promise him, right, that if you keep Torah and mitzvah, that light I'm showing you now will shine more and more and more. The Kama Nishmatim. The Eis Nitzvim the Gine Kama Nechama. The Ulfin they call a writer.
And how various Merkabas are all there just for his sake.
The Ishada boy, Askele, Kalmadari, Ulfin they, the May Ima.
And if later on, he'll remember everything that he was told in the woman.
The Basra is Chazen Le Gehenna. Then we show him how. The Mora Ava of the Kudena, Mal Unshidele, Kamajitele Gagre, the Basra Nopik Mine Ime Stim. And after that, he comes out Stim.
Just,
very close. As Khan, and that's the Tikkunim. Okay, so this is you, right? So Yitzchak Yesh Koach Nihistakel Al Hashchina Shebetoko. The Huma Sheshanina Le'el Mehaseka Habahir Bezevashana Leif Havesh Rishim Shayim the Hoy Stumim. The heart has 32, I mean, the gematria, I guess, of the word laid is 32. So are you stunim? And it is closed. Obehem Ibrahim. And with those 32 numbers, the world is created. My Lamed Beis, Amalei Lamed Beis Nesibus. Much of the men are Shahayu Rechadre Chadorim. Umi in Chadorim Lamed Beis. He has 32 chambers. The Lokal Cheder Yeshlo Netiv. Every chamber has its own path to the chamber. Not in the manner there that you call it the whole Becheder al Derech Nesivata. Is it fitting for the king to allow anyone access to his chamber through that pathway? Meaning the answer is no, not Na'er.
Then it was the next question. Is it Na'er that nobody should be able to see the greatness and the treasures and the tapestries in the earth?
Answer, that's also not Noah. So the answer is, okay, so we make it access.
That wasn't we learned it,
right?
Not have a path.
And we're now access to the path through the daughter. She is so coyo, I tell her, he can't answer so Andre Kazoran, the stacker to propose the Yisborough. And why? Because of the Akeda? Because he saw what no one else saw?
No, he saw what no one else saw, because that's his career.
So why did you bring this business about him in the beginning that he saw the Shechina, right? Vatechar Eina Meira'os. Oh, it's not about the Akedah. But Sikunin says he got, his eyes got dim from seeing too much. From seeing too much.
Now,
like the baby, we mustn't let him see too much. That's the drush on he got. His eyes got weak. He saw too much.
He saw too much.
So you're saying he had the koach. Yitzchok is unique in he had the koach to see too inside. What?
He had the koach to see too much.
Vezer ha-chach-mo, ha-chach-mo, she-limit o-sonu. She-gam bonu od yesh ha-koach ha-su, ki-yis and gemorim yad, not to a name the moron the onim, because right after Isaac does his palkus,
after it says mechavelu akadosh baruch hu beinayhu, umiyad not to a name the moron
the onim. I'm sorry, the him avinu go on and
there. Obviously, he shows how to do that.
God, again, how does it end? God comes to Isaac, right, and says, right, and
so he argues,
right,
not come off. So then we start saying, oh, Yitzchak, you're our father.
No, before that it says God shows him.
No.
So the moment we hear him arguing with us, we say we
are
not Ato Avinu.
No. Have a look.
Okay. Palgalai palgalech. V'im tinsu leina kulam olai. Ha kriyis nafshi kamech. So I'm willing to do the sacrifice.
No. I've done it already. I gave it up.
I already did it. No, I'm not doing it. I did it. Avam Yitzchok say, let them yimachor shmecho. Isaac stands up for us and says, and even if you don't want to take it, I already did it. So Isaac shows them, Mechave meaning shows them HaKadosh Baruch Hu with their eyes. How? Because he's already given us that koach to see.
That's the meaning of kreves nafshi kamoch.
Kreves nafshi kamoch, my...
I gave my thought. I did. I well, how? He wasn't. He didn't. He wasn't killed. But he looked.
He wasn't killed.
And I can't.
Later. However, one thing he did do was to look in the Shana. And he gave. That gave him the koach to gaze, he was, right?
That gave him
the ability to gaze and give us the ability to gaze.
That was his death.
Batechein era meiraos. So there the meiraos from seeing too much at the akedah. Is that right?
Yeah.
So the kreves nafshi is that I was made this in the Shechina when I went blind.
Why? Because no, you lam yod and mechay.
Right. But he then goes and says,
"To mechavenu
yitzchak
rishon." Oh, how to do it?
How to do it? And die.
And yad. And die. He says, "Do you want to die on kiddush Hashem? I'll show you how I'll kill your kinderlech on kiddush Hashem."
Oh my God!
By looking, not by having some goy pull petrol over me.
Yad nosu einem ulon ba'or ma'aser Elohim. Then he shows them God and they see God. Right? Where at that moment, at the end of time. Shekam b'no. Basham gonu, oh yesh hakoch hazu kedis and gemar v'yad nosu einayim lamorim ba'orim asa elohim avinu go'aleinu me'olim shemech hakam shehu hakeula v'sof v'tachlis legalgel hachoyzeh.
That's the end of this revolving wheel of
and amit v'kidosh Hashem sh'tere oid nisam. Wow, unbelievable. Shemechavi lehu yitzhak kadosh baruch hu be'einayim. He says, "Are you ready, Adam? Why? Why is the regga mamish nitchayev in Yisa al ha abotah. Vinigolin ve'enam nesim, ki zu hoya mataro magamato yisbar bebriyat ha'olam. She yitkate shemo betoch tochi yisgolin. Finally we get it, Aleva, and God is happy. Did I come and Yaakov didn't get it?
No, they thought Kiddush Hashem is made from Goyes, but finally.
God is happy at the end because Isaac got it. And he realized that the whole issue is not physical death, but it's gazing at the divine.
It's physical death, but then at the moment that you gaze, you don't need to die. Because that's the Kiddush Hashem. That's what it was all about in the beginning.
God created the world just so we could see him. Right?
Yeah.
Come to see him.
Yeah.
Why? Through us being able now finally to, after history, to gaze, because Isaac shows us how to gaze, as a result, nitgale umavura, that there was never a symptom in the first place. Because the symptom means I'm hurting myself, I'm wounding myself, in order that there will be a Kiddush Hashem in the world. I am wounding myself.
Making myself small, making myself hidden, making myself whatever.
Right.
But I didn't make myself hidden. I didn't make myself small.
Well, what was my original intent? You said before, to be the original intent, that you should be a Kiddush Hashem.
Yes.
In the world. That was the purpose originally.
That was the whole mission.
Oh. Okay, you said that
the whole chapter 6.
Right.
To be the Nitzkadashi, the Nitzkadashi, the faith, the name is short. So everybody sees it as, what does that mean? That you can imagine yourself throwing yourself into a
like path. Abraham and Yankov.
So people say, no, that's not the meaning.
That's not what Kiddush Hashem means. Mm-hmm. Kiddush Hashem means
you're ready to die to look at God.
I'm ready to die to expose you. Right? Because the moment I've exposed you, the emperor has no clothes.
You could say that that's shutting back in. That you took one for it. Because that was the kapara of Avraham dying.
Right.
And that really was the reason. But Yitzchak saw God.
In the process of dying.
As soon as that happened, then he didn't need to die for him. He didn't need to have his father killed for him. Yes, yes, yes.
The original purpose was the Avram Yaakov Eli Melech Akedah, and Yitzchak is the Bichidish.
Yes, Yitzchak has to now die on Kiddush Hashem. Avraham obeyed God, that's going to be the Kiddush Hashem.
Right.
He killed Yitzchak.
Right. And as he is lying there ready to kill him, he opens his eyes and he sees God. And now there's a change really in God. Because someone says to Abraham, oh, you don't have to do it anymore. Right? Why? Oh, because Yitzchak
has done the real Kiddush Hashem.
That's changing God.
Well, yeah, because before there'd been a chrism, there'd been a hiddenness.
And the only way out of that was Kiddush Hashem.
With more Kiddush Hashem.
Right. So Isaac sees, and then God is happy with that. He's like, oh wow, you just exposed the emperor. There is no symptom. Oh, you got it! Right? So then why do we have to have centuries of bloodletting still?
Because he doesn't
do it till Lotte Lobo. He doesn't get up.
He doesn't get it. Yes, because God is very nice.
Until Lotte Lobo. So he has that argument.
And like after 6 million, there's still no end to this thing.
The change took place in God then, the change takes place in Isaac now, in the Otter Lobo, when he realizes, looking back, like he's having this crisis, God is saying, your children are still sinning. And he's saying, what? I've been dead 3,000 years and it's all that blood? Because by gazing, you really deconstruct the whole symptom. Delo nitma'et oro. to hold the Einenu Mishtakim Baroim Oto Yisbarach. There was never a symptom. Why? Because we could see him. The Lochava Ba'atma Ve'ele Zarech Kaporo Tal Yata Tivu Nochol Oilam Kulo B'nit Kashish B'Toch Yisrael. The Nira Lishi Yesh Gam Seifa Meyuchas Yisrakot Ina Behi Seifa Le'umat Seifa Yizira Ki Yisrakot Ina Hu Hayechidi Shebetanash Omar Atmo Genesis 27:4 Ve'osa Lima Amin Kasher Ahavti Ve'hevi Li Ve'ochnu Ve'avu Atevarech Nafshi Ve'lo Pachad Le'anot Me'oinek Achivet Natamim Ve'gam The Dibugos Tiv
Not like Rebbe Melech, who says whenever you're about to have a pleasure of some kind, you have to take that and turn that into a desire for Nisa or Kiddush Hashem. Maybe it's the other way around. Maybe you're supposed to take the pleasure and say Ba'avu Tivarechu Nafshi. And you make, give me pleasure so that I become a blessing. Let's make love so that we can laugh.
And you say, Shiyitza Koyala Akoch Likonik Latochate Chadorim Lishtake, right? That Koach he was born with to enter the Chadre Chadorim and gaze.
Yeah.
Otherwise he wouldn't have gazed on the... He wouldn't have opened his eyes.
Why is that? The Ishita says that Yah Avraham Avinu, when he says Mi Boro Eile, right, Ro'o Biro Dailaka, right, Plena Shema Biro Manig, he's saying, Rabbi Mishlen, why don't you reveal yourself in the world? Why Simpson? Why you go hurt yourself?
Abraham is saying.
That's what Abraham Avinu is saying. I'm ready to die for you to be a chaperon, a new chaperon, like, okay, I'm happy to die for you, but a bunch of them, why don't you just reveal yourself, right? And the Ishita says that God fulfills Abraham's desire, his tefillah, and gives him Yitzchak. Yitzchak is the revelation of the divine of the world. Okay. Yitzchak is Achad. Because for him, it's not about looking out to see God. For Yitzchak, it's about looking in to see God. And Yitzchak could show us how to do it. So you want to know how you get there. So first of all, you have to do what Abraham does.
Which is
the shlilus of any kind of
idols. Meaning he sees the Bira Dolakas, right, Dolakas, and the Bira, for him, the Bira Dolakas is that none of this works, all the idols that are there are just...
And the world is in terrible state. Everybody is running around, pulling out their hair, shouting the world in a terrible state, and the Rebbe Shalom is in charge. Why doesn't he do something?
So Abraham's just the question, isn't he?
Yitzchak's that.
And that's the second stage, right? Which is Isaac, the answer, which is first the pachad. You want an answer, you first got to go into that terror zone of no world, right? No idols, no attributes, no world, nothing, right? The void. You've got to enter the void of no hope. That's what you call it. The word, no hope. Because we grab onto hope, we want as long as there's a theology or a meaning or an answer to the theology, to the, if I just can give a narrative to explain why this is happening to me, you know, like, but if I take away even that hope, then I'm really in the void, right? That's step one of Isaac, the Pachad Yitzchak. And from there, it's looking in.
No, we're still in Haran.
We're still in Haran?
Yeah, this is not Yitzchak. No.
The Pachad Yitzchak.
No, something else. This is still Avram.
Okay. The void, no hope, all that's Avram. Okay. So Avram is still in that space of seeing everything in flames, no answers, right?
Something to take cast into Shifra Shahato, Shifra Valela Oido.
That is the response. Take the son and kill him. Meaning the serious Nefesh. Melech. And even when there is no hope, I'll not gain. So really, the Bekiv and the Melech is all in Avraham. It's all
in Avraham. That's why I put the 32 together this way.
Did you know this before you started writing?
No. I mean, I haven't, it wasn't clear to me.
Okay, but in my recovery, that's the first stage. I have to go through that, right? So I have to be ready. I'm the serious Nefesh. Just, you know, in this place of no hope, there's still Reverenshalom, right? That's all step one is, Reverenshalom. Reverenshalom, Reverenshalom, Reverenshalom. If there's nothing else, that's Ein Od Mevado. It's your world. Yeah, okay, you have symptoms in it, fine. But that, it's just you. Okay.
What's step two?
Come to realize.
Can't believe that the power greater than ourselves.
Could and would.
Can say would.
Could restore us.
In order to take that second step, those who've come it before us kind of say that you have to come to believe in a power, a higher power that is loving, caring, greater than you. He is God. In spite of the fact that he's commanded him to kill and this and that, one believes that God loves and cares.
So does Rabbi Kiva and so does Rabbi Melech. Does Rabbi Melech ever say that?
Because he's Toiv.
Toiv, yeah, we've read.
In the definition of Toiv, you know, anyway. Toiv and Meitiv.
Okay, so he nevertheless, despite the void, despite the no hope, he believes that God loves and cares.
That's a Jewish thing. Up until that point, you know, it's kind of philosophical. Avraham says, one shalom is good. Trust me, one shalom. Oh, so many bad things happening, you know. Nothing to do with it.
That's before step two, right? No, that is step two. I'm not there yet, right? I'm just in this, like, power, brute force. I'm not yet seeing it as loving, caring.
You're not going to see it.
I'm not.
No.
Meaning?
You take the step.
No, came to believe is a step.
Came to believe that a power greater than us. You've got to come, right? You've got to take the step.
And that's just by jumping, right? It's a step, meaning you take a step.
People think to yourself, in spite of all the evidence that I have, what is your evidence that I brought me here? Loving and caring. And more powerful than me.
Okay, then?
Then comes the Yidah Kodesh and says, this Alpha Golikin. The Golikin to that.
Mi Bora Eila, meaning?
That's all Mi Bora Eila.
What then? Olochi. Right?
Lechi Hashem Alikechok.
It's your personal God, individualized, inside you, and that's Isaac, right? You know, Isaac is gazing.
That's Isaac.
That's Isaac, God inside. God's answer to Abraham's question is Isaac. God's instruction to Abraham is kill him. So that...
Because there's got to be a kapur for the Kiddush Hashem that Abraham did. That wasn't right.
Because you didn't get it. You thought that it was about Kiddush Hashem dying. So now you have to have a kapara for the very thing that I was going to, the gift I gave you as the response to your question, you got to give it back. Because you didn't get it. Right? But Isaac gets it at that moment.
At the last moment.
The last moment. Isaac looks
and sees
God, right?
Inside
himself. Oh my God. The Is that part of the second step? No.
Yeah.
That's the Jewish step, right? But a failure, and then thereof, right? It blinds him. When you see,
because you really should die. Look at me. And yet we know that the Yitzhak saw did he see Rivka? Did he see his wife? No. She saw him. So Yitzhak has got
and that's when the pachad comes, right? At that moment.
When he sees God inside himself.
Have you seen that?
Well, what does it require? Yourself as God, right?
Right.
You're not ready to do that until you've done the first step, until you've got rid of all the shame.
Until I've gotten rid of the false notions of God to a place of no God, can I come to fill it with myself and look in myself and say, oh, that's divine, to see the Elokut inside me? And then you're home dry. That's it, right? That's what it's about. And then the whole of Torah Mitzvah is just accessing the God in you, not out there. Which explains the Yid HaKadosh's very strange behaviors, because he wouldn't open his mouth and daven until he was ready. It doesn't matter what time of day it was. Right? And all the Ketrugim that were against him can be explained by that. He wasn't going to do anything until it came from inside him.
And how did he daven? One breath. Okay. And his tongue was hanging out, and he would have a full seizure. He had to put his eyes back in his pocket. But as that, he doubted up also in how he to come out. On that stalk, they were like a cartoon form.
Because they were accessing that very pachad or the divine. It's like scale up.
So the Chayyim Rujim said to the Yidach with a Shiloh, see me doing that kind of rubbish? Swallowing your davening like that? Give me one sentence. You give one sentence. Suppose the Yidach with davening is one sentence. Then I'll Krishna should help you with all that. So Chayyim Rujim said, you don't see that.
You're breathing out fire and I'm swallowing water because I'm swallowing the universe in my godliness, in my God talking to God, really. The God in me connecting with the God out there is like a vacuum, it just sucks it in. Kedushas Levi talks about that too. accessing this God inside so that it can tap into the God outside. And all I'm doing is facilitating this connection that's already there. Thank you. My head is exploding.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know what to do.